every Saturday morning on The Most to discuss the art and science of psychology. Only on The Most, 100.4 and 88.3 FM.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Jeez, that's like the second time I've done that this morning. Oh, I'm doing something else and then, oh, nope, dead air. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Enjoying cool. The summer.
Yeah, good, good. So in case the listeners aren't actually aware of who we're talking to, Patrick and Kay from Positively Psyched. So your holidays were good?
Good very morning, good. Everybody.
Yep, we're still holidaying. We're looking at going to Tahura today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Go see the Eastern and stuff?
Mm. Mm. Yep.
Brilliant.
Stay overnight.
Great fun.
Yeah.
Is it just clear sky?
Just you two?
No, I've taken our teenagers as well.
Yep. And have you seen the Eastern before?
No.
Oh, you're going to love them.
Okay.
You're going to love them. They're a terrific band and really just wonderful, wonderful people. Great,
excellent.
Great kids. Yeah. Hard working band. You know, they play, I don't know, they literally probably play, you know, 300 gigs or something a year.
Wow.
That's what they do. You
good,
know,
nice.
Hard workers and but just really nice. We had them out at Butler's Reef last
yeah.
year as
mm-hmm.
part of our Sunday Sessions gigs, one of our first or second ones. Yeah.
Cool.
So it was a lot of fun. And then I went to, we got a bottle of whiskey, you know, for the band to give them on stage at the end to say thanks, you know, thanks very much. And so handed them, and I was looking, I was in the wholesale and I was juggling, shall I get the average whiskey or shall I, you know, spend a couple of bucks extra and get them a really nice one? I thought, oh yeah, I'll give them a really nice one, nice box, you know, blah, blah, blah. They can take it away with them. So I handed to them on stage. I turn around and I turn back and they've ripped it out of the box, cracked the top, and they're just knocking it back on stage. And I thought, yeah, I really should have gone for the cheaper one. I think.
Oh, no, you got it right.
Thirsty work. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So let's talk Positively Psyched. What's
yes.
going on and what's the topic for today?
Well, we've been talking about kind of organisational psych, I suppose, and leadership and how that goes for people at work.
Mm.
So, and we had an interesting time with Jack last week. Yeah, first time we've worked with him. So, yeah, we didn't quite go as we had planned, but that's actually more enjoyable in some ways. So, yeah, we're probably just doing a bit of catch-up.
Okay.
And part of that catch-up is there is one of the central themes in what we've been talking about with friends, with oneself, with your family, or even in your workplace is a theme of a good fit. What actually creates a good fit?
Are we talking about in the workplace?
Well, I think the theme goes even wider. So we are talking about the workplace today, but people might want to think about how they work in their family
mm-hmm.
or even with their friends. When you distill it down for the leadership in the workplace, there's three E's, envision, engage, and enact. So that it carries a lot of weight, a lot of information, those three words. But that envision is, why are we here? What's the purpose? What's the goal? We might not be able to see it today, but what's around the corner? So that ability to project ahead and have an idea about where we're going.
Mm.
The engage bit is figuring out who are you working with? You know, what's those different personalities? What's the different groups? We might come back to it, but even in one organisation, the variation is much bigger than the differences between companies. So, but are all the groups aligned, that engaging? And then enact, make it happen. Kind of as Star Trek says, make it. So, it's not an easy thing. It takes energy, commitment, reliability to really put it on the table.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, in a previous life to me, sort of, taking over as station manager of The Most, working at a very well-known technology company in town.
Mm.
And as we built that business over 10 years, you know, getting the right fit for my sales team and I guess is fitting in with the whole company was part of what we tried to, you know, was quite focused on, fitting into the Speechmark's culture.
Ooh.
Of the business and how we like to act and be as a group.
That's exactly it. So that how we like to act or be. And it makes more sense about why so many people don't feel a good fit with their workplace.
Mm.
Because you've got to either alter the workplace or alter yourself to get a proper fit, a good fit. And that, and unless it, it really reflects who you are well, then it's always going to feel, I'm a bit uncomfortable here. This isn't suiting me. They're going off, their values are different.
Yeah, and I mean, that culture did come right from the top. So, you know, I guess that is leadership in the first instance, isn't it? You know, where that you know, what is the fitting and what is that culture and what is that ethic and what other important things come from the mission statement as they roll down, if we're talking just in a business situation, from the head.
And hence that envision, engage with people, and enact.
Mm.
But it starts with that at top and finding that common purpose and vision.
Okay, well, you were going to say something?
Oh, not particularly, but I'm just following on from that, looking at...
Bring your mic a little bit closer to you there.
The power and politics in organisations is kind of what we're talking about here as well. You know, in hierarchies, you're talking about things coming from the top, and we have these formal power structures in organisations that people are aware of. What people are sometimes less aware of is those informal power structures, and that's sometimes where things fall over. As an example, when I was a student, I was working in a restaurant, and the head guy who owned it, head waitress, lots of waiters and waitresses, and lowly kitchen hands like me. And at one point there, one of the very lowly waitresses was having a bit of an affair with the owner. Now that made a big difference to the informal power in the organisation. So the head waitress didn't have a lot of power over this young girl. It was really interesting to see how it played out in the workplace. And it was pretty uncomfortable, a place to work at times.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Whereas and the leadership, the boss was just out there enjoying himself, I think, really. And not being particularly helpful and looking at how his workplace was working effect that had on people.
Being an idiot, really, quite frankly, because, you know, if you are a true leader, then you work out real quick that you just created an imbalance in how your business works, is working internally with staff because of your affair with a staff member.
Oh, absolutely.
And so either you sell the business and don't be the owner anymore, or you move that staff member out of that staff area because, you know, if you're looking from a purely business perspective, you've just created a complete imbalance and it isn't going to work, is it?
Yeah, and it's interesting walking into an organisation like that and trying to work out what's going on. You know, here's how it should work formally, but, things aren't working quite right. How do you work out what's happening and how do you, as you say, address it? And sometimes it's addressed well and sometimes it's not.
Well, that's the great thing about psychology, or some of the principles embedded in psychology. It shines a nice, simple kind of framework around things about what is required. One would think one would do that, what you were just suggesting. But in reality, as Kay had, that reality just tricked on, you know, week after week, month after month. A lot of commentary on New Zealand business does point to some of that leadership and management, messy reality.
Yeah. No, I think it's one of the biggest issues. You know, I mean, this, we're starting to sound like a business show. Sorry, Richie, this isn't the business show. But it is, New Zealand businesses is, I guess, a slight lack of leadership and understanding from the business leaders, these types of things. So do you guys, have you ever been called into, you know, do you get involved in businesses particularly and you know, working your magic and understanding, you know, psychology in that framework?
Absolutely, because underneath that, the business show thing is the human being who's charged with trying to run the ship to enact their own vision and goals in their life, but have to perform that juggling act of working with the material and the context and the circumstances that is the reality in the present. So it's not an easy job. Coaching people through that, you know, being available there in a supervision sort of role is something that we can do.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, often people have come into the job as leader because they're very competent at what they do in terms of getting the job done. It doesn't necessarily mean they have those really kind of sometimes elusive skills to understand and manage people well.
Right, absolutely.
So certainly that can be often where we can help out.
Yeah, yeah. But in an HR, do you find that's where your entry is into those situations, through the HR?
It varies a lot, but yeah. Either the individual who's got that responsibility and influence themselves can contact us direct, or yes, via one of the HR functions.
Righto. So we want to play a track off another LP?
Yes, Ziggy.
It's nice and clean too, Patrick. Good boy. I went to put a record on this morning. And it had the biggest warp in it I've ever seen.
Yeah, get that.
So disappointed in myself, but then I shouldn't be storing them in the garage, I guess.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh yeah.
All right, so what are we playing?
Is it second track, Ziggy?
Ziggy Stardust. Live track.
Yeah, how the band works together.
Yeah.
Please, okay, hang on a sec. What side are we
at? Side four, track
two. Side four, track two. Track two, Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's just queue up. Talk amongst yourselves.
Will do.
I can't even see the line on the record.
Well, it's a live show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So
just do your best.
Have a go. Yeah.
Bit of a challenge.
I don't even know how long it goes. We're going to look like idiots doing this. You're making me look like an idiot on here.
No.
All right, we're just dropping it on the record.
Yeah, drop Absolutely. It in and we'll drop out later
drop
on.
Yeah. Here we go. Now, you see that?
And we're out.
That's what happens when you just drop the needle anywhere.
Yeah.
You put it right on the end of the song.
It's okay. Perfect. You caught the vision of the man.
Yeah, indeed.
And the song's about how well they're engaged.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, Acting. Yeah. How well the band's going to follow the leader.
True.
Are they jealous of the man, or are they going to support the co-pupper?
Wow. I've never really listened to David Bowie like that before.
There you go.
It's my take.
It's your take. So how do we summarise what we're talking about here? Or is it a topic that we have to revisit again?
It leads into the psychology and the principles say there's a simple, ideal way of going about things here. But what we're faced with is a bit more of a messy reality. So staff may not feel valued. But one of the things there that managers know or articulate that everyone's important. Another example similar to case one is people may have met as a receptionist. A receptionist who's on the ball is fantastic. You know, you meet, greet, and you move into where you need to go. Someone who's having a lot of power and can come across a bit frosty can change the whole demeanour of the whole thing. So when staff aren't feeling valued, and everyone should have a role that they play, and they should be valued for that. But in fact, in reality, there's actually hierarchies, and you see it in the wages.
Sure.
So, you know, someone might be absolutely bang on in that role, and they should, you know, I reckon no one should be outside of about a 3-to-1 ratio. Everyone's got a role to perform. If they do it well, they're doing a fantastic contribution. However, having said that, reality, so staff might not feel valued, the leader might feel frustrated or stuck. What am I going to do with this situation? How can I move it forward?
So can I just be a devil's advocate just for a minute? Right. So as an ex sort of manager and all that, and if you take it perhaps from a business owner's perspective, what do you say to the thought that is that goes, you know, when you say, oh, staff need to feel valued, what do you say to the idea of, well, you know, harden up. Harden up, you've got a job, you know, just get into, you know, work ethic, come to work hard, do your job, and treat everybody with respect, and everybody's going to be happy.
It's interesting because we are all individuals, so some people will consider getting to work on time is a huge effort.
Yep.
They've managed to get there all week on time. Other people will understand that they actually, to do the job really well, you need to put in perhaps that extra bit of something. And in some ways, being valued is actually just being acknowledged. It's amazing how you can get busy in your work as a manager, particularly in busy work, and actually forget to acknowledge that there's other people in the building.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually do a lot with very little energy expended. That shows people that you are interested in them.
Yeah,
people
actually just like as people.
That feeling of, but you know, that he knows who I am, he, she knows who I am, and is looking out for me.
And I come back to that, a good fit, whether in a family or whether in the workplace, are the people, the components of that system, feeling it's a good fit. Some of what you're talking about is there's continuums of management and management perspective. And it's more of an older style, that one.
That's
of
right.
That human beings are units and we pay them the money, so therefore they should just do the job.
Yep.
And that's it. Versus a lot more nuanced, well, who is this person? What are they responding? What's the person right next door to them? What are they going to respond to? Something different again.
And it's a generational attitude thing that unfortunately, you know, X generation of myself, I guess we're a sort of X generation, and then you've got the generation after us, and then their kids, and they've got a completely different take on the world, and an attitude in the workplace, and an expectation, and just, you know, as you say, just the attitude of just harden up, come to work, get your bloody job done, and bugger off. It might have worked 40 years ago, but it's just the reality that generations' attitudes have completely changed.
And that system would work again. Should we have a real hit? You know, when people are in dire economic straits, they'll just do it.
Yeah.
But they won't be happy. So one of the things we're also, so when things aren't quite right, when that messy reality's there, but it's also when a team's doing okay, but shall we do better?
Mm.
And how can we do better? Because things change, so you've got to keep up with the play.
And ensuring you're having fun at work. I mean, goodness, enough of your life.
Yeah.
You know, going into this job, and feeling that you're having a good time with people is actually really important.
Yeah.
So, and if you're not, then you know that's a flag. It's a flag to say, hey.
Yep. microphone.
Oh gosh.
Testing.
I probably need training.
No, so we'll have a look at some of, when those things go wrong, they create tensions and stresses. So you need to kind of resolve that conflict or restore the team.
Yep.
And yeah, those things about team.
All right, cool. So any business owners, managers, if they feel like they want to, things aren't quite gelling in their workplace or in their group or even clubs.
Yep.
Let's have a look. Anything like that, just where you've got a group of people that need to interact and produce taken care of it, you know, give you guys a call.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Positively Psyched.
Indeed.
Plug.
Thank you, Mike.
Your web address is www.positivelypsyched.co.nz.
Aye.
It's lovely to see you guys again.
Yes.
Did you enjoy New Year's Eve, New Year's Day Carnival?
Yes, and I have to say one of our children is in the Titanium video. Get out. We couldn't believe it. So fun. But it was such a lovely venue. I think they included quite a bit of that you know, Yokota Beach.
Yep.
But in the overall video.
Yeah. I was hidden in the corner of the stage there.
Shame.
There you go.
Playing my tunes. But it was a good day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
When you consider that the tide split the crowd in half. and everybody still stayed on the beach.
Oh, and people got bruised and battered going in for a swim. My goodness, it was it was wicked surf.
All right, hey, thanks for coming in. It's lovely to see you again. Yeah. And we'll catch you guys. Oh, actually, I won't be catching you next Saturday because I will be in Queenstown.
Ooh,
yeah, very lucky. But I'm not sure who'll be, but you know, there'll be somebody here. You won't be here chatting to yourself.
That's all right.
Well, because you won't be able to get in anyway.
That's right. That's fine. We'll just go with the flow.
Thanks, eh? Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
All right. Here's Coasts and Oceans. We fell in love right by the ocean.